are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And a couple of guests joining us this morning. First is Paige. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And we're going to talk about something that's coming up in September, even though we may think that's a little ways away. It's going to be here quick. It's the Walk of Hope. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this year the Foundation of Hope is partnering with Capillary Counseling to host the Walk of Hope. Like you said, September 10th, and check-in is going to start at 8 a.m. And this year, the event is going to take place at Hyde Stadium, so a little different location this year.
Okay, and for folks who may not be familiar with the Walk of Hope, what is this benefit?
So the mission of the Foundation of Hope is to decrease the stigma of mental illness, educate the public about suicide prevention, and promote a culture of kindness and self-care. And then the Walk of Hope is just one way that our community is able to support the foundation and remember those who have died by suicide.
That is a great cause. And if people want to get signed up for this, can they do it early? And also, can they do it the day of as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to sign up in advance. You can definitely just show up at the walk, and that's where we're going to have checkup. We will have a website up sometime beginning this week where if you want to register your team, ask any questions about the walk, we're going to post that on our website. So
excellent. So that's something to keep an eye on if they want to be part of it. Maybe they've done it in the past and this is kind of a tradition, they like to do it, or maybe it's going to be something new. It's a great activity and all for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an important event in the community, and we're so happy to be a part of it this year.
All right. And of course, we'll talk to you, I'm sure, as we get a little closer, just to keep people, keep it in the back of their mind so they can be part of this.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about the Walk of Hope or what's going on?
I guess just sponsorships. We're looking for sponsors right now. So if any individuals or businesses are passionate about suicide prevention and interested mm-hmm. in being a sponsor, we have some different levels. And the sponsors are just so important because we're able to keep this walk going, keep the Foundation of Hope going. So we couldn't really do it without the community of support. If you want to donate or become a sponsor, it's super easy. Just send me a message. My email is Paige, P-A-I-G-E. paige@cacsnet.org, or you can call the Capillary Counseling number 605-224-5811.
All right, fantastic. So yeah, any businesses out there that want to step up and be a part of it, yeah, reach out and you can be part of Walk of Hope.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Paige. You have a great morning.
You too.
And of course, we've got from the Discovery Center, as it is Monday, Ann and Claire are in studio as well. Claire, you've got information about a really fun camp coming up.
Yeah, so the 9th through the 12th, or not the 9th through the 12th, sorry about that, August 1st through 4th, 9 to 12 in the morning, we have a animator camp for Ooh. Our kindergartners through second graders.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So what kind of things are they going to do then?
So basically, we'll be looking at how art and technology kind of go together, and the kids will also be discovering ways to bring life into objects and learning more about kind of movie magic, I guess.
Oh, very nice. So if there are parents out there that say, hey, this would be a great camp for my little one, how do they make sure they get them signed up?
Yeah, so our limit is 20 kids. We have 3 spots left, so it's filling up fast, and members get a discount, but you can sign up on our website, sd-discovery.org.
All right, so don't miss out on that. That's going to be a fun one for the kids. I know they'll have a blast
with that one. Yeah, I'm very excited to help out with that one.
Very nice. And believe it or not, we are almost to school. The kids will be back soon, and you've got some teachers' workshops coming up.
Yeah, we wanted to just talk a little bit about some of the other work we do that maybe is not so public. Mm-hmm. Everybody's familiar with our exhibit hall, with our camps and classes like Claire was talking about, our community events like Discovery on Tap and our citizen science initiatives. One of the quote-unquote secrets that we have is that we work a lot with teachers. There's this whole idea that teachers get the summers off, and teachers actually work very hard over the summers. They take a well-deserved break, a mm-hmm. deep breath, and then they're back at it, taking classes and getting ready for the next year. So that's one of the things we've been really working on is working with teachers. I have two workshops, one coming up this week, one coming up the next week, to get the teachers back and ready and excited and bringing the best education to our students here in South Dakota.
Yeah, it's fantastic for them to have this kind of support. And what kinds of things will the teachers, you know, be hearing from you?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we are going to be talking about soil, water, and air, earth systems. That's sort of my particular specialty, anything in doing with the outdoors or the environment. So and so I will actually be traveling. We actually go on the road with this. So I'll be down in Kyle next week, or this week, and then next week I'm here. But, you know, Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, it's a total roadshow.
Yes, and it sounds like it's a really good opportunity for the teachers. And if there are some out there who haven't maybe been part of this before and they want to say, this would be great for me, how do they get in on this?
Go to our website, and under Educate, there is a whole professional development page dedicated for teachers and for teachers. Yeah.
Right. That is fantastic. Another a tool for them to have in their belt, and it's a great thing that you offer to them.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite parts of my job, quite honestly. So Absolutely. Teachers are great.
Yeah. They are very important to our kids.
They really are. To our communities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. Well, thank you for doing that, for stopping in and telling us all about what's going on at the Discovery Center. Of course, for all the other fun things going on, folks can visit the Facebook page, the website, or just stop in and enjoy.
Absolutely. We love having people come through the door.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in, and have a great week ahead.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. There's Ann and Claire joining us from the Discovery Center this morning, and that is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.